Randall.
Good evening.
Evening.
You're the first one here.
I'm the only one here?
You're the first one.
Oh. I have a question. The reading that you did today at 4:30, have we ever done that before? Have we ever read that those parts of?
The advanced incarnation?
Yeah, that information that we got tonight. Have we ever gotten that before?
Yeah. It's been about three years.
Okay, because when you were reading them, I was like having a deja vu moment. And I wasn't quite sure if we had read them before or what was going on. Okay, I feel better.
We've read all of the advanced reincarnation classes, so.
Well, that's what I thought.
I believe somebody else has come on.
Good evening. This is Daniel.
Good evening, Daniel. How are you?
I'm well.
Please join us in saying the Anabatoa. Anabatoa. Gedula Chimincha. Tati Serura Alephid Gimel Yitak Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Hudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Gadalit Yitkav Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sitkavcha Tami Gamlem Tetresh, Sadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Vero Tucha, Nael Adata. Het Kufbet, Ted Nunayan. Yahid Gee, Lamcha Pene, Sokre Kidushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Hey Zion Kuf. The letters of the month of Sivan. The Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Zion that created the constellation to Elohim, the twins, the astrological sign of Gemini. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alafim, Notzer Avon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei, And now we're going to connect to the year 5777, the year of the goat, by studying two verses. The first verse is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katzipor o yevai hinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into three other Hebrew words, tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of these words, we're able to permute them into dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse conceals within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. And the year 5776, the year of the pause, there are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha-olot v'yechastum. Achechem ha-levim ad kelo tam lacha v'ad yitkachu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav le-yitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey 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 Aka'a Rekaha. And the second verse that we study connecting to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. And there are three verses that we study to connect to this energy. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo bishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo yiyam Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachon V'halati yitchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'chipasti Oto v'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. And the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, there's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami li Yisrael. Untati v'shakan Tough, tough below your guys, old below your seafood. When a of la la anoto, ka asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. Please scan the first seven rows, and the eighth row we will say verbally. Actually, it's the eight rows we scan, and the ninth row we will say verbally. Dame be menu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we will scan the first eight rows. And the ninth row, we will say verbally, Da he be me ka ko alam ah he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. And the Tzaddikim that left this day, there are none. No one chose to leave this 29th day of Sivan. But I'm going to read the Tzaddikim who left starting tomorrow night, which is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. It's Rosh Chodesh Aleph of Tammuz. And it's good to make those connections even today, the Arab Rosh Chodesh Day. Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Levi Nahara, Rabbi Chaim ben Rabbi Yitzhak Kitza, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, Rabbi Meir Rosenbaum of Kretschnitzmith, and the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Now we're going to connect to the Zohar. We'll first say L'shem Yichud. We can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom pages. We're going to the first row, the right-hand column. When we click on that, we end up with a landing page that has 53 or 54 parashas upon it. Scroll down to the parasha of Korach. And when we open that landing page, scroll to class 7, or section 7. And we're going to start with Pasuk 28, but we will first say L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu L'yachda L'shem Yudhe Bubavhe B'yichuda Shulim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah By Hino am Adonai Elohim Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kononehu. Rabbi Elazar Hawa Chaim Kameya Deribi Shimon Avuha Al Kiti Re'ei Chaim Im Isha Asher Achavta Kol Yemei Chaye Ev Lecha Al Tachatzi Re'ei Chaim Im Isha Asher Achavta Da Uraza Devae Bar Nashliach Lela Chaim Be'atar Da Da Bela Da Lazla Uvae Barnash Leach Lela Midat Yom Balaila Umidat Laila Bayom Vedahu Rei Chaim Im Isha Asher Ahavta Mai Ta'ama Ki Chiyo Chel Checha B'chaim D'chaim L'ashiran Ela Alda Uva Malach Uva Malcha Asher Ata Amel Tachat HaShemesh Kema D'Yamar B'Kol D'Rak Yecha Dayehu V'Hu Yeyasher U'Orchotecha. The translation: Rabbi Elazar was standing in the presence of his father, Rabbi Shimon. He told him that it says, "Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of the life of your vanity." What is the explanation? And he said to him, "Come and see." The verse, "Live joyfully with the wife whom you love," is the secret that a person must include life from the tree of life, that is Zeran Pin, in this place, which is Malchut, referred to as a woman. One does not go without the other, Zeran Pin without Malchut. A person must include the measure of the day at night, that is a measure of Zeran Pin, referred to as day, in Malchut, referred to as night, and vice versa. The measure of night in the day, that is the meaning of live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of the life of your vanity. What is the reason? For that is your portion in life. Since life, that is the secret of the illumination of Chokmah, does not prevail except on this, on Malchut. Since the illumination of Chokmah does not become revealed in any other place than her, and in your labor in which you do labor under the sun, is as you say, in all the, your ways acknowledge, the Hebrew word is da'ehu, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Da'ehu includes the letters of no, the Hebrew word da, and the letters of vav and hey, which are Zeran Pin and Malchut. My commentary. There is a tremendous secret being revealed in this pasuk. What do we acknowledge? Whenever we acknowledge something, we are connecting to the experience. Knowledge of that thing and connecting it to the completed union of Vav and He, or Zeran Pin and Malchut. We are connecting it to its ultimate inner wisdom, which is the Creator, a connection to the Creator. Pasuk 29. V'tachati kol milu, di shlomo malka kulu, sati min lego, v'chach meta v'hane karae, itchazun dehu tara, retua kim adiktiv, bitreya kol asher timsa, Yad Chalei Asot V'Koach Fah Ayaseh Ki Ein Maaseh B'Cheshbon V'Gomer Aikirait Le'Yistakla Be'yah Kol Asher Timsa Yad Chalei Asot Bekocha, Bekocha, Ase Veki Shlomo, Tehach Metaila Abeya, Yatir Al Kol Bene Alma Amar Haki. The translation. Come and see. All the worlds of King Solomon are deeply concealed in wisdom. These verses seem as if the restriction has been removed, since it says following that, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your strength, for there is no work, there is no device. This verse must be studied carefully. Did Solomon, who had higher wisdom than any world inhabitants, indeed say this? My commentary. Of course Solomon said it, yet did he say it meaning others, since it and he thought it foolish? Or did he say it for us to understand the spiritual principles? Pasuk 30. Ela komilo di shlomo mil malka al razade hachmeta itmaru tachatzi kol asher tim sayadcha lasot bekochacha ase dahu divae barnash Ve'achlela shemala b'mina v'kol madu aved mibae le'ad elayachon elakalilan b'mina kol asher timsa yadcha dasemala Lasot bekochach, bekochach, dahu yamina, kada'a yamincha, Hashem ne'adari, bakoach bekewan devar nash, yizdechar dekol obado, yechon lesidra demina, V'yachlil shemala b'mina k'den k'cha b'rifu shari b'kevavya b'hai alma v'yachmish le'ya l'gabeya le'ahu alma d'yate. The translation, he responds, it is only that all of the words of Solomon, the king, were spoken in the secret of wisdom. Come and see. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your strength. This means that a person needs to include the left in the right, and everything he does should only be composed of the right. Whatever your hand finds to do is the left, which is called hand, and to do with your strength is right, as it is written, your right hand, Hashem, is glorious in power. As soon as a person is careful, so that all his actions are on the right side, he will gather the left into the right, and the Holy One, blessed be He, will dwell within him in this world, and will gather him to be with him in the world that is coming. My commentary. To attain the central column, one needs to unify left and right. That means to inject the right, meaning the sharing consciousness, to all of our actions, which start as reactions, and our selfish desires. This is how to remove bread of shame. This is how to change your desire to receive for oneself alone to the desire to receive in order to share. Pasuk 31. Belayema barnash v'shata Teatena lehahu alma Kedein itba min malka Ratame ve'itu Kameya Ela ki ein ma'ase V'cheshbon v'dat V'achma batar de'istelak Barnash Mehai alma ela ba'e Barnash de'malka Kadishayan hir le'a Lehahu alma Vayitain le'a Chulaka le'alma Di'ate ishtedal V'hai alma le'achlela Ovado be'meina Be'kol ovado Yachon lishma dekucha Barichu dehalivatar Tadit kanish meha Alma le'itana Badina takifa Badina le'degehinom Le'yat tamanit eta Be'achma besach letanu V'ishtazava min dina. The translation. A person should not say, when I get to that world, then I will ask the king for mercy, and I will repent in his presence. Because it is for this that it is said, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom, after a person departs from this world. However, if a person desires the Holy King to illuminate him in this world and grant him a part in the world that is coming, he should toil in this world to gather his activities to the right. All his deeds should be for the sake of the Holy One, blessed be He. For after departing this world to be judged in harsh judgment, and to be punished in Gehinnom, there is no recourse to counsel, wisdom, or understanding to be saved from that sentence. My commentary. Our work is in this physical world and no other place. Our work is in this lifetime while we are here. One cannot depend on fixing things next lifetime. Because maybe, we hope and pray, Mashiach will come prior to our next incarnation. At the least, we delay every other human soul. Do you think they will love you for the delay? Pasuk 32. Damar ki en maaseh v'cheshbon V'da'at v'chachma v'ashe'ol begish gehinomit be'amadorim, almadorim, madora tata sheol madora tata mineya avadon pedasamis ledaman tenahit lishol Yehudon Yedunun Leahumitaman Yitzaf Beola Beole Hahidikti Morid Sheol Veyal Umandina Achit Leavovadan Leavadon to La Sali Leamin. The translation. After another explanation of, for there is no work, nor devise, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in Sheol. There are levels upon levels in Gehinom, and the lowest level is called Sheol, and even another lower level is Abaddon, and one is near the other. Whoever descends to Sheol will be put on trial. From there he can rise in a whistle. As it is written, he brings down to Sheol, and he brings up. Whoever is lowered to Abaddon never rises from there. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching about the lower two levels of Gehinom. Sheol is the Yesod of Gehinom, and Abaddon is the Malchut. Abaddon translates as doom and destruction. Sheol translates as grave or abyss. One can return from the abyss after judgment is rendered and the sentence is carried out. No one returns from Abaddon. All the goodness and light revealed by one sent to Abaddon goes to someone else for eternity. That soul must return and do its work all over again. Can you think of a more useless life that leads to Abaddon? Pasuk 33. Mande itpeya ovadatava odehu mare dehushpana. Ha'ukmuha tibekol elya velelya adla ishkavi adla naim ba'e barnash limebad chushvana me'ovado ti'avad kol ha'hu yoma ve'yetu min Minaihu, Paive Alaihu, Rachame Memtet, Behahio, Shata Begindehi, Behahio, Shata Ilana, Demota Shari. Alma v'kol b'nei alma tamin tama demota uvae behahio shata lemebad hushpana meovado v'yode alehu begin de'i shata demota v'ilein ikrun mare dechushpana. The translation. For whoever has a good deed or is of those who do reckoning It was already explained that each and every night before he sleeps, he must make an accounting of the action that he did all that day. He needs to repent for them and ask for compassion for them. What is the reason that he must do the accounting at that time? Because during that period, the tree of death prevails on the world, and all the world's inhabitants get a taste of death. Therefore, at that time, a person must make an accounting of his deeds and confess them, since it is a time of death, and they are called those who do reckoning. My commentary. What happens to those who do not do reckoning? The spiritual world judges them, while the one who does his own accounting is judged by him or herself. Which would you prefer to be, your judge, your jury, or someone else's? Pasuk 34. Bekein mandish tadao beda tu chachma leminda lemarea kad yavrun leya leistacha uistachla beinun chayavim deiteridu bagehinom uvdarga Tisha o the kulu savikin meinun dargin hula ishte artaman fila ishte kach bene naihu peal dain masse veheshbon vedat Uma hachma beisho cheo Vela ishtakach Ela leela Leela beatar Dekama dechorin Uvutsinin Udekama kisufin Sharan beyavikucha berichu Ateli shtasha Imu se'ar tzadikayayo Begine den zakah ola kehon Te tzadikayayo Behay alma uvalma deate alayhu Ketivach tzadikim Yodush lishmecha Yashbu visharim Im et panecha. Our translation. Similarly, this is the case for whoever strives in knowledge and wisdom to know his master after his death, when they will bypass him, to look and gaze at these wicked that are being judged in Gehinnom at the level Sheol, where all scream from these levels. He will not remain there and not be among them. About this it is written, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in Sheol. There is no one there who has a good deed, nor anyone who has a device, a reckoning, or knowledge, namely one who strives to know, because all these are not in Sheol. And he will be found higher and higher, where many lights and candles and delights, delightful things are present. And the Holy One, blessed be he, comes to be merry with the rest of the righteous in the Garden of Eden. Praised is the lot of the righteous in this world and in the world that is coming. About them it is written, surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. my commentary. There is a judgment each day. There is a judgment each Rosh Hashanah. There is a judgment when one leaves this world. No one goes to Gehinnom who studies Torah. What are you doing to study Torah, to study Zohar, to study Kabbalah? Do you think it is enough? That's the end of the section. It's also the end of our class because the next section is a little bit too long for the time we have left. Does anyone have any questions? I remind you, there is no class tomorrow night, Friday night, but it is Rosh Chodesh. And at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, we will have a Havdalah community action. And at 7 o'clock, we will connect to the Rosh Chodesh connection for the month of Tammuz, one of three most negative months of the year. So I hope you'll join us so you can take control of this energy. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom.